Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It is Hamburg's basketball to start this final quarter as Mountain Home leads 32-21. Now, the winner of this game, I can tell you, it will be playing the winner of the game going on at the junior high gym between Cave City and Junction City. I won't know until later how that game turns out. Brown inbounds it to Gonzalez, gives it back to Brown, and we are back underway for these final 8 minutes. Here is Westwood on the left wing, up top to Gonzalez. Over to Brown on the right side. Now he gives it to West on the left. Back over to Brown. Now to him once again in man-to-man. Now Gonzalez has it on the right side, up top to Bridges. He tries a lob pass to Smith. It's knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. Back quickly come the Bombers. Here is Crawford now slowing things up. 10th turnover against Hamburg. Now ball goes over to McGee on the low block. He's going to try it for the jumper. No good. Now Sorrell chases down the offensive rebound. He'll give it to Crawford on the right wing. Back to Sorrell. Now Gilbert has it near the top. He takes the screen from Crawford. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 18 points. 34-21, Mounts Home leading it. And now a technical foul has just been called on Trey Brown. I don't know what he said, but the official clearly did not like it. That is Trey Brown picking up the technical foul, and that is also counting as a personal foul, so that's his third personal foul. Team foul number two against Hamburg here in the second half. 6:58 left to play in the game as Satch Harris is going to check into the game, replacing Jake McGee. And someone's going to have to shoot free throws for Mountain Home. It will be Wyatt Gilbert. These will be Wyatt Gilbert's first free throws of the night. First free throw for Gilbert is up and in. So not only will Mountain Home get these free throws, but they'll get the ball right back. It's not necessarily the case in college and pro, but it is in high school that the team that shoots the free throws will get possession. Gilbert gets the second free throw. He now has 20 points, 36-21, Mountain Home leading it, and Satch Harris will inbound it for the Bombers on the far sideline. He gets into Gilbert in the backcourt. Gilbert drills to the left side. Now goes back up to the top. Now goes down toward the right wing. Gives it there to Harris, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Satch Harris with 6 points. 39-21. Mountain Home leading it with 6:38 left to play in this contest. Here's Brown into the front court. Tries to throw it to Gonzalez. Ball was knocked away by Sorella. He's back the other way. Now he loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. Well, that was just unfortunate. Two teams exchange turnovers. Hamburg with 11. Mounts Home with 5. Hamburg will get it back with 6:25 left to play in the game. Here's Brown back the other way for the Lions. Throws over on the right side to Smith. Now up top to West. Over to Brown on the left. Brown will dribble up to the top. Throws over to West on the right side. His pass to Smith on the low block was knocked away and stolen by Mount Home. Back comes Matt Jones. Hamburg's 12th turnover. Jones is just going to take it by himself. Go all the way in for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 8 points. Back quickly comes Hamburg. 41-21. Bombers leading it. Here's Brown with it on the right side. Now he's going to go down to lane, and he's going to draw a contact as he goes up. Or are they going? I'm not sure if they're going to call that on the floor. Nope, they're going to call on the shot. That is Wyatt Gilbert's second personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. So Trey Brown will go back to the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 11 points. 5:42 left to play in this contest. Sam Bryant's going to check back in after the first free throw. Brown's first shot will not go. James Jones is going to check back in for Hamburg, replacing Jaron West, and for Mount Sonoma, Sam Bryant's going to come in as Abe Crawford takes a seat. So one more free throw coming up for Trey Brown. Second shot is up and good. He gets one of two. He now has 12 points. 41-22, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 5.5 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to Bryant on the right side. Bryant gives up top to Matt Jones. Over to Harris on the left. Finds a tried to give it to a cutting Gilbert. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Gonzalez. Mounts home sixth turnover of the night. Back comes Hamburg. Here is Brown with it up top. Throws over to Gonzalez on the right side. Now up top to Bridges. Over to Brown on the left. Brown's going to go into lane. Going to pull up for the jumper over Gilbert. It hits the back of the iron and falls in. Now Mounts home is going to take a timeout as Trey Brown now has 14 points. We'll break with 5:06 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Hamburg 41-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
It will be Mounts Home's basketball coming out of the timeout as they lead Hamburg 41-24 with a little over 5 minutes left to play in this game. McGilbert takes an inbound pass from McGee and will walk it into the front court. Finds McGee on the left side. Throws up top to Sorrell. Over to Bryant on the right. Now a foul's going to be... No, I'm sorry, they're going to call Bryant for a carry. That's Mounts Home's seventh turnover of the night. Hamburg gets it back with 4:49 left to play as they trail the Bombers by 17. Brown will walk it into the front court for Hamburg. Throws over on the left side to Bridges. Bridges drills near the corner. Now throws up top to Gonzalez. Over to Brown on the right side. Brown's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Misses everything. And a scramble for the ball. The ball's... They're going to call a foul there? No, they're going to say, I guess they're going to say Mountain Home was, Mountain Home player was standing on the baseline when it bounced off them. Nope, it's going to be Mountain Home's. Nope. Now I'm confused. Mountain Home inbounds it. Nope, they're going to say it's Mountain Home's basketball. Very much to the dismay of Matt Allison. I'm not sure what happened there, but it is Mountain Home's basketball. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Sorrell, over to Bryant on the right. Now up top to Matt Jones, over to McGee on the left, to Sorrell near the corner. He gives it to Gilbert, up near the top to Bryant, over to McGee in the right corner. Now Matt Jones has up top, finds Gilbert on the low block. He's going to go up for the lean jumper, no good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 3:59 left to play in this contest. That foul is on Orion Gonzalez. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number three against Hamburg here in the second half. So Wyatt Gilbert goes back to the free throw line where so far he's 2 of 2 with 20 points. Gilbert's first free throw is up and good. So one more free throw coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert's second shot is up. No good. He gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Kyron Smith, and back on the lines. Brown walking into the front court for Hamburg. Ball goes on the left side to Bridges, down to James Jones, who loses the handle of the ball, but is able to save it back into Bridges. Bridges has it in the left corner. Now he's going into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Finally controlled by Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way. Now he's going to pull up and set up the offense. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this game. Mounts Home with the ball, leading by 18. 42-24 is our score. Gilbert still with it on the right side. Now throws up top to McGee. over to Sorrell on the left. Sorrell's going to go down into lane. Now kicks out to Sam Bryant in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Orion Gonzalez. He'll throw it to Brown, who's quickly back the other way for Hamburg. Brown's going into lane for the layup. No good. And looks like it's going to be a rebound for Jake McGee, and he's going to be fouled from behind as basically Bridges kind of just gave him a bear hug there. With 3:08 left to play in this game, that is Bridges, Nick Bridges' second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lions here in the second half. 3:08 left to play in the game. Mount Home gets the ball back, leading 42-24. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Hamburg once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side. He'll take the screen. Now throws it to Jones, who's by himself all the way for the layup, and he can't get to go, but gets his own rebound. And then tries to throw it to Bryant, who loses the handle of the ball. Now the ball's still loose, and finally Hamburg comes up with the steal. Mounton's eighth turnover of the night. 2:46 left to play in the game. Here is Brown with it up between the circles. Over on the right side goes to Gonzalez. Gonzalez is going to dribble down. Now he throws it off the... I'm not sure what happened here. It's going to be a turnover against Hamburg, whatever they called. Now Mount Tom is going to bring several players into the game, and I'll try to give you their names. Sam Bryant's going to be about the only one that stays out on the floor for the Bombers. Dylan Pausch is going to inbound it to Luke Proctor, who brings it into the front court. Ball goes over on the right side to Matusiak. Now ball goes up top to Duncan Conley, who pulls up for the three-pointer. He can't get it to go, and Hamburg gets the rebound. 42-24, Bombers leading it with 2:12 left to play in this game. Trey Brown into the front court. Over to Bridges on the right side. He'll take the screen, dribble to the elbow, and then throws up top to James Jones. Now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home with 2:01 left to play in the game. That foul is on Duncan Conley. That is his first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the second half. Brown throws in. Now takes the ball right back. He's going to quickly pull up on the right side for the jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up in the lane for the layup. Good. Trey Brown with 16 points, 42-26, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Proctor with the ball on the left side. He's going to drill down to the corner. Now he's going to be fouled from behind, a tripping foul called against Orion Gonzalez. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number five against Hamburg here in the second half. Now Hamburg is going to clear the floor. And looks like everyone's going to come out except Orion Gonzalez for the Lions. 1:40 left to play in the game. Nope, there's still six players out on the court for Hamburg. They got to give someone out, and it's going to be Gonzalez. So they are going to clear this floor of everybody. Inbound pass will be triggered by Chris Matusiak. He gets it in to Liam Russell. Russell has it up at the top. Drills towards the right side, gives it there to Matusiak. Matusiak drills to the free throw line, throws up top to Conley. Over to Proctor on the left side. Proctor's going to go down into lane for the layup. No good, but now foul's going to be called on, a late foul call is going to be called on Hamburg, and I believe it's going to be Luke Proctor at the free throw line. Cameron Pascal picked up his first personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Hamburg. So it'll be Luke Proctor at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First free throw will not go. And Proctor misses both free throws. Hamburg gets a rebound. 1:19 left to play in the game. 42-26, Bombers on top. Here is Cody Bird into the front court for the Lions. Now ball goes to Khalil Williams. He loses the handle of the ball and now scrambles for it, and Hamburg's going to keep possession. Here is Williams for Hamburg. He's going to be fouled from behind by, I believe, Duncan Conley. That is Conley's second personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. Conley's going to check out of this game as he's replaced by Harrison Bullard, a six-foot junior. Inbound pass will be triggered by Cody Bird. He gets in to Khalil Williams. Now throws it up top to Zaylen Carter. Over on the left side, it goes to Pascal. Up top now to C.J. Elliott. or on the right side. It goes to Carter. Carter dribbles up to the top. Now ball goes out of bounds on the near sideline. A turnover against Hamburg. That is their 14th of the night. Comes with 48.7 seconds left. Looks like Mount Holmes easily going to come away with this victory and move on to the semifinals. Hamburg will go on to the consolation side of the bracket. Here's Proctor with the ball on the left wing. Throws up top to Pausch. 36 seconds left. Pausch drills towards the right side. Now throws it over to on the left elbow. Goes to Harrison Bullard. Now Proctor has it once again. He drills up to the top. 25 seconds. Here's Russell with it. Throws it to Matusiak in the right corner. Now kicks up to Proctor on the wing. Proctor's going to go down into lane. Going up for the layup. Good. Luke Proctor with his first 2 points of the night. 44-26, Mount Home leading it with 12 seconds left to play in this game. Here is Cody Bird into the front court for the Lions. Throws over on the left side to Williams. Williams going to go down to lane. Loses the handle. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Home. And Hamburg will inbound it with 3.7 seconds left to play. Bird will inbound it on the baseline. And the ball is knocked away. And a late foul is going to be called on Mount Home. I think it was a good call. I just don't know why they're waiting so long to make it. Dylan Pausch picks up his first personal foul. That's the seventh team foul. So with 2.5 seconds left, a 1-1 is coming up for Cameron Pascal. First free throw for Pascal is up. Rolls around and finally goes in. So he does earn the bonus. Boy, that just hung on the rim for the longest time. So Pascal with one more free throw. Second shot is up. This one will not go. Rebound controlled by Pausch, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. Mountain Home is going to get the 17-point victory and move on to the semifinals. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home boys defeating Hamburg in the first round of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament by a score of 44-27. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.